Hello, welcome to Pastor Vic's Video Nuggets. Our focus today is to try and develop a clearer understanding of what it means to be a Christian. Like most people, I'm sure that you've had this thought. How can they call themselves Christians? Or more pointedly, and he or she calls themselves a Christian? Looking at the behavior of some Christians can be puzzling. That's why it's important to clearly understand what a Christian is before a judgment is made. Now, of course, we should not be judging others, but as human beings, this is often difficult to avoid. There are 7.6 billion people on the face of the earth today. The largest religious group are the Christians. There are about 2.5 billion people, almost a third of the world's population, who identify themselves as being Christians. A definition of a Christian, according to Merriam-Webster, is one who professes belief in the teachings of Jesus Christ. I think it would be fair to say that 2.5 billion people profess, quote unquote, Jesus Christ, at least intellectually or with their minds. That is, they believe that Jesus existed, that he was a good person, and that he died on the cross for our sins. Let's look at Webster's definition again, though. The key words are profess, belief in the teachings of Jesus Christ. Frankly, many Christians in the world don't even know what Jesus taught, and therefore have no desire to apply those teachings to their lives. As a result of doing ministry in Africa, in Asia, Eastern Europe, and the Caribbean, and of course the United States, I personally can see at least four segments of the Christian population. Now let's see how they fit into the dictionary definition we have of a Christian, that is, professing a belief in the teachings of Jesus Christ. I'm going to first list them, and then we'll take a brief look at each one of them. The first is a nominal Christian. The second is a generational Christian. The third, a syncretic Christian. And the fourth is a born-again Christian. First, a nominal Christian. A nominal Christian is a Christian who identifies with a particular church or a Christian denomination. That person may or may not be a church attender. Now, some examples of those kinds of people would be people who convert to Christianity in order to marry, or they convert because of social, cultural pressures, family pressures. They would fit into this category. Some individuals may have had to fill out a form asking for their religious affiliation. Now, they know they're not Buddhist. They know they're not Jewish. They know they're not Islamic. And therefore, they check the category they think that fits, and of course that would be Christian. Others maybe want their children to develop Christian values and attend a Christian church for that reason. Or they don't want their children to go to public school, they put their children in Christian churches, or I should say schools, and therefore identify with being a Christian. The second category is a generational Christian. And he is one, or she is one, whose identity is taken from their parents or their family. Now, that person may wind up not being a church attender, but it's only natural that a child will adopt the religion of their parents. It is no different for Christian families. Unless a child has a personal experience with Jesus Christ, they will just simply continue in the traditions of the family. The third category would be what we call a syncretic Christian. The word syncretic or syncretism, when applied to religion, means that two religions are blended together to form one religion which is acceptable to the people. In other words, being politically correct. So a syncretic Christian is one who takes on the Christian label but practices a Christianity that is blended with other non-Christian religions or even cults. The fourth category is how Jesus defined a Christian. A born-again Christian is a Christian who professes repentance and faith in Jesus Christ and understands the spiritual nature of Christianity. I mean, just look at John chapter 3, which we'll be doing in the next blog. That person, while they may be a church attender, they may not be a church attender. But nevertheless, they've made that decision. So as we close, you can see it isn't the fact that you go to a Christian church that makes you a Christian. Although, you should go. Going to church does not make one a Christian any more than going into McDonald's makes you a hamburger. You see, the real issue is, and always has been, do you know Jesus as personal Lord and Savior? So I hope you'll take the time to sort of ponder some of these thoughts that we put forth. Until next time, certainly God's blessing be on you.